Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to this week's Fanatic Radio Show here on 1460 KXNO. Of course, we're brought to you by our good friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. We are live at Ankeny, where I see our friend John Sellers already took down. What did we have tonight, a Reuben? Yeah, we had a Reuben tonight, John Sellers did. We had a little onion rings. We'll have a Paul Rhodes pizza here in a little bit. What's up, Brent Bloom?
I think about getting a meatball sub.
Oh, you're obsessed with that.
I haven't had it in like a month and a half.
You're obsessed with the meatball sub.
It's time. It's cold. It's finally time for a meatball sub.
I got it. Right now, if you follow Cyclone Fanatic on Twitter, we've got the wrestling updates, the wrestling season.
The Midland?
Yeah, home wrestling underway. Garrett Kroger's taking care of old Krogie. Krogs taking care of that on our Cyclone Fanatic feed. Rob Gray is en route to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Now, I didn't want to be gone because I didn't want to miss you in the Cyclone Fanatic Show, so I'm here. We've got a little women's basketball tomorrow and, of course, the start of the 2015-16 Iowa State basketball season. You ready for this one?
Best time of the year. I think tomorrow's game, your podcast with Otzelberger got me a little nervous that you posted on.
Why did that get you nervous?
Colorado's better than I thought.
Well, yeah, they
I forgot
are.
They
I think
have
they're like Maryland last year, just light, though. They're not that good.
Yeah, they've got Scott, the big guy, who everyone knows, but they got another nice little power forward. And then they have a transfer who transferred in from Providence who can knock down the three ball. So they've got a good five or six guys. I was just clearly better, but that's not a gimme. That's not Oakland coming into Hilton for the home opener.
No, I would agree. I think that it's just scary. First games are always scary because you just don't quite know exactly how you're going to come out. However, I would say that it was encouraging what we saw in the exhibition. They looked really good.
Totally.
I know it's just an exhibition and that team wasn't very good at all, but they did. They looked better than I thought that they would.
Well, what you're really seeing with this club and what you forget about is guys like Monte, George, Naz have now played together for 3 years, and they just look so comfortable. I mean, the ball just whips around, and it's a unit. And then McKay's been there now for a year and a half, and there's everything just flows so nicely in offense. They weren't even running plays against Grand Valley State, and they still put up 106 points, and they're knocking down threes. Matt Thomas coming off the bench playing pretty well. So they're just such a cohesive unit that those guys can almost get out of bed and score 80. I mean, they're that good offensively, and I think that's what's exciting is there's so much experience together. They can just pick it up where they left off, and there's no real question marks going into tomorrow of what they have because those guys have already played together for so long. So it's just like a new beginning to the same old crew.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to put it. I've asked multiple Cyclone insiders, people who cover Iowa State, this question, and I heard Ross just got off the phone with Reed Forgrave from FoxSports.com asking the same thing. I want to pick your brain on it. What's it when we look back at this season, what makes it successful?
That's such a hard question.
That's why I asked it. It's a difficult question to answer.
Two reasons. I think Iowa State could be a top-10 team, and I think they are, and they will continue to be, but still finish third in the Big 12 Conference. Is that unsuccessful? You're still a top-10 team in the nation. And then the NCAA tournament is such a matchup issue, and we see it all the time. We saw it last year with Iowa State getting beat in the first round. But I think for me, and I think for a lot of Iowa State fans, it's just getting past that opening weekend in the NCAA tournament. I know the NCAA tournament is a crapshoot. If Iowa State gets bounced in the first round or the second round, I think that's a disappointment, and I think it'll be seen as really a failure by a lot of people, and I think that's fair. This is a team that's good enough. You're a top-10 team for the second year in a row. You have to get to the Sweet 16.
Do you think this team is better than last year's team?
That's an interesting question. I'm glad you brought that up. I don't think they're better. I think they're about the same level, but I don't think college basketball is as good this year.
Interesting.
And so you do not have your elite teams. I mean, you think about the top of college basketball last year. I don't think an Iowa State on their perfect day, really, if Kentucky played well last year, they weren't beating Kentucky. If Duke played well, they were not going to beat Duke. And even Wisconsin, to a little lesser sense, I don't know if Iowa State could have beat Wisconsin on a great day last year. I think Iowa State's great. This year is as good as anybody. I mean, your top is North Carolina. Really go, oh no, look at North Carolina. Has.
No, there's a couple of those. The Big Ten schools, I think, are pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good, but nobody's Kentucky or Duke from last year. They have all these NBA talent up and down the roster, and so I think Iowa State may be on par as talent levels last year, but the rest of college basketball isn't as scary, so they can really beat anybody. Jay Billis said it to Rob this week. Iowa State can beat anybody, and that's the case. That college basketball, it's going to be an interesting year because I don't think there's a – I think the top 15 are pretty close. And so once you get to the tournament, who knows, top four seeds will have a chance. I think it's a lot like that year Connecticut won it 2 years ago, where there's not a real dominant team that will just torch everybody like Kentucky did.
Yeah, I'm more focused. I mean, it would be easy to sit here on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show. Of course, we're presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. It'd be easy to talk, George Niang's really good, and Monte Morris is a heck of a point guard. What I'm more interested, though, is – I'm more interested in the type of minutes you get from Abdul Nader, Matt Thomas, and I think an important guy is Hollis Cook to come on and emerge as that seventh guy before Deonte Burton becomes eligible at the Big Four Classic against Northern Iowa. But that's my biggest thing with this team is depth. If these guys get into foul trouble, what do you do then? That, to me, is what's going to be the difference in this being a great team and a good team.
Hey, you don't need 10 guys
play. You got to have guys capable.
You need seven. You really do. It's hard to get by in college basketball with any less than seven guys. And Hollis Cook surprised me with how good he looked in that exhibition game, but it is just an exhibition game. We'll see how he defends at a high level. But, if you look at Iowa State teams of past that were successful, that Fizer team was really just seven deep. Even the Willoughby-Cato years, they had about seven guys, but you need seven. And I think Abdul Nader is the biggest X factor to take Iowa State from a good year to a great year, because one, if he starts hitting the three ball, that's another weapon, and two, he's essentially the backup power forward. They're going to take him out first so they can put him in at the power forward position, and he's huge. He has to be good. He's going to play a lot of minutes. And Nader, if he's the same Abdul as last year, I don't think the season can be as high of expectations as people want. If Abdul Nader is great, and all indications are he's been great in the preseason, Iowa State could be better than they were a year ago.
That's been the number one takeaway from the offseason was Abdul Nader. Prohm's raving on him, some backroom conversations. You've heard how good he's been. Then you ask the guys at Media Day like I did, and they were all raving about Dooley, as they're now calling him. I didn't hear Dooley last year.
But if you think about it, Iowa State's backup posts, once they get into conference play, are Abdul Nader and Deonte Burton.
Simeon Carter, who's not ready.
Yeah, he's not quite there yet. He'll be a guy on offense. He'd be fine. He could dunk, and he can catch lobs from Monte Morris, but defensively he's got a long ways to go. And same with, I don't even know if Brady Ernst is going to be out there. So when you're relying on Burton and Nader as your backups, that's a strong emphasis that George and Jameel have to stay clean and stay out of foul trouble. So that is an issue. Iowa State's first seven are going to be great, but if they get into a brawl down in West Virginia where they're in a bunch of foul trouble, how do they respond? And I think that's a valid question, and it's the number one concern entering the season.
Yeah, you just don't know. You just don't know. Looking ahead, 4 o'clock tomorrow is the tip off of the 2015-16 college basketball season. Do you think that they run the table, non conference?
No,
neither do I.
It's hard to do.
It's very difficult to do. I think that it's a sneaky good schedule. I don't think it's great. It's not as good as we thought it was early, like when Buffalo got that kid kicked off the team.
Right.
There's a lot of things that have happened, but, I mean, to win at Cincinnati, to win at Texas A&M, you got Northern Iowa neutral floor. The Cy-Hawk game is always just kind of weird.
Well, and last year, just look at last year. Nobody saw Iowa State losing to Maryland.
Yeah.
Who actually
weird
turned
stuff.
Out to be better than we thought.
South Carolina.
And then nobody saw Iowa State losing to South Carolina. And that same Iowa State team also lost on the road to a bad Tech team. So weird stuff happens. College basketball is a strange game. You're not going to get the A effort every single time. And, look at that South Carolina game. What does Iowa State make, 1-3 all game? If they don't, this is a team, and this is an interesting part for me to watch this year. How many threes do they make in the exhibition game?
16.
16, and they made what?
17 against 17 Tulane? Against Tulane.
So if you look at Fred's last team last year, Iowa State was 40th in the nation in three-pointers made.
Yeah.
And they had just two guys make more than 40 threes. If you look at Fred's Melvin Edgem, DeAndre Kane team, that club had five guys make 40 or more threes. So Matt Thomas, guys like that, Abdul Nader, they have to shoot it well. If they get Nader and Thomas up over 35% from three and get closer to like the two, make 280 or 290 in a year, and I think they have the capability to do that, your post presence isn't as important. But if they're missing shots, we've seen it before what can happen, because this Iowa State team is not just going to be a upper-tier defense right away.
I think that's a misconception, too. I mean, I've had a couple of people be like, oh, I'm just excited to watch their defense. And to me, like, I guess in all reality, I feel like that's something more that you just talk about in the offseason. I mean, I can't see this team being elite, and no matter who the coach is.
Prohm said it after the game against Grand Valley State. You know, he's like, we're not a team that can pressure all over. It's just not who we are, because we don't have the bodies to get in foul trouble. And so you can't risk George Niang denying a passing lane 27 feet from the basket and him picking up a foul. And so they'll challenge the three a little bit more, but this is not a defense that's going to be holding teams under 65 points or 60 points. And they're going to be a little better, and I think a little better is important, because if you look at the last six national champions, they've all been in the top 15 of it. Ken Palm's adjusted defense stats. So they have to be better defensively to get to that upper tier. But still isn't going to be a team where you look at and go, well, those are like Tim Floyd's defensive teams, because you can't make George Niang a great defender. It's just not going to happen.
What about I have a theory. It's not even a theory. It's just so here's it gets difficult. I don't know, like, covering Iowa State, we're not used to being, like, talking about top 10 preseason teams, right?
It's happened one other time.
But, like, my whole deal, like, when you do have one, I don't like to just sit here and talk about, oh, everything's going to be great. I want to talk about how do you become better. You know, how do you become elite? How do you potentially win a national championship? And one of the concerns that I have is with George Niang and Steve Prohm. George and Fred were so close. George and Fred had such a great chemistry between the two. Fred knew exactly what to do with George, what type of positions to put him in. I'm not saying that Steve won't, but I don't think it's going to be as seamless as we've seen in the past. Steve Prohm loves point guards. He loves a traditional point guard. We've seen this with him for multiple years. He's put a couple of guys in the National Basketball Association. So to me, like, I am a little bit concerned on that dynamic. How is Niang used? How is Morris used? And how do they mesh together in their new roles?
No, I think that's an absolutely fair point. And what did Prohm say in the offseason? What have you been doing, Steve? I've been watching tape of how to use George Niang.
That's what he told me in, like, June.
He's such a unique player in a good way, but that means he's also can be difficult to figure out how to use, because his skill set is meshed to a certain system. And George would be successful wherever he is, but he's a good player that Fred Hoiberg's system made an All-American. And we'll see if Prohm can get him in that same mold. But I think another question, and agree, we're nitpicking here at Iowa State, because clearly this is a top 10 team for a good reason. They've got talent all over the place, and fans should be absolutely ecstatic to watch these guys play. It's going to be a heck of a season. But the question I have, you've also got Monte Morris, who, it's not even a secret, Prohm and TJ mentioned already, has his eyes on the NBA for next year. You've got George Niang. His goal, obviously, be to get to the NBA. Jameel McKay would love to get there as well. Abdul Nader potentially has the size and ability if everything goes well.
Go ahead and make your point, and then I have a follow-up to that.
But so the point is, there's shots, and this is a good thing that Iowa State's not very deep, because they should be able to spread the ball around. But, you know, if Monte and George are both more comfortable with the ball in their hands, how does that work out? And they'll share the ball just fine. Those guys do. But I'm interested to see. You know, Monte's never been a big shot taker. He's taken the open shot. I mean, last year he shot, 45% from three?
Yeah.
But he only took 80 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, for him.
And nobody was really worried about him either.
But is he a guy that's going to take 143s this year and try and increase the scoring total? I think it's good for the offense if he does, but therefore somebody's shots are getting diminished. And so now how do they spread the ball around if that's the case? Because I think Monte is as important as George. But does that mean his shot total will go up because of it?
You've got Monte Morris, you've got George Niang, Jameel McKay, and I'm going to throw old Dooley in there just because, for the sake of conversation. I'm going to ask, it is November 12th, 2015. Of those guys, and I don't know if any of them are likely, and they're probably not, but you're an NBA guy, which is the most likely to be in the NBA 10 years from now?
Oh, I'd say Monte. I mean, honestly,
not
I don't
even
think
close.
It's that competitive. George's game is so unique, and people will give him a look, but he just doesn't have the – and he knows it. I mean, he just doesn't have the jumping ability and the ability to defend at that level.
But he's lost like 45
pounds.
And
he looked pretty.
I was being sarcastic.
But he looked a little more bouncy in the exhibition game. He had that nice baseline dunk. But Monte is just so balanced, and he could be a guy that he's big enough that he could stick in the NBA for a long time. But the question for him is how soon does he want to pursue it? And there's a reason why Iowa State signed Donovan Jackson out of the JUCO levels.
Absolutely.
Because everybody knows that Monte, and if he has a great year, by all intentions, go chase your dream. But he's got the best chance just because he does everything so well, and he'll be a steady presence, and he could play in that league for a long time.
How does that level out for you, though? Because I have a feeling that this is what the conversation is going to be like at the end of the year for Monte Morris. It's going to be go out there, and hopefully you get drafted in the second round, because I don't see him being a first-round guy. Potentially he moves himself in. I hope he does for his sake. Or do you come back on not as good of a team and try and be the man?
Yeah, that's tough.
And you're older. I mean, the age thing in the NBA.
Yeah, exactly. The age thing is
although he showed up very young,
though,
didn't he?
He's 21.
Yeah, he was like 17 when he got to campus.
He might not be 21 yet, but he's the problem with him is I don't know, even if he scores, you know, 20 points a game next year, but he does come back, does that improve your stock that much? I mean, he's still going to be 6'1", 6'2", and that's going to be his biggest hindrance is his size or lack thereof. But, you know, if he can sneak in the first round, by all means, you should go. But that's a question that we'll have to pursue or look at throughout the entire year, because Monte, from all we're hearing, could have a really, really impressive year, and that would be good. That would mean good things for this Iowa State program.
We got our Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive Deal of the Week coming up. Before we do that, I want to give you guys a shout-out to my guy, Mark Charter, markcharter.com. He's Iowa's most recommended realtor. I had a friend woke up this morning to a text message. Hey, Williams, looking to buy a house. Give me Charter's number. This guy's number one for a reason, folks. If you've ever met Charter, he is he's full of P and V, and I'll leave it at that. He's a bubbly personality. He jumps around. He hops around. There's so much energy, and that's why he's good at what he does. MarkCharter.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Iowa Real Estate. You can listen to his podcast that he does with Adam Gray and I each and every week at CycloneFanatic.com, or you can go to iTunes, subscribe. You can hear this beautiful broadcast when we put it up on the interwebs later on this evening. We got our big Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive Deal of the Week coming up. We'll make our picks after this on 1460 KXNO.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Nebraska Furniture Mart proudly supports CycloneFanatic.com. So let me ask you this. Are you ready to upgrade your game day TV to catch every Cyclone play this season? Nebraska Furniture Mart has you covered. Plus, they shop the competition, so you don't have to. Every day, Nebraska Furniture Mart updates its electronic price tag, so you know you are getting the low price that you deserve. Stop by their store in Clive. It's just one block south of Hickman down on 94th Street to see the savings for yourself. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, a proud supporter of CycloneFanatic.com.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job. job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search-for-the-flag-you-want website. Click the banner ad on CycloneFanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
You hear Jamie on our show yesterday?
I did.
About the Big 12 back scheduling?
Makes sense. They do that in advance.
I didn't know that. I thought they did that on purpose.
Well, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State always play late.
Yep. Texas and TCU
always play late. So some of that's already.
And I think Texas and Baylor always do as well.
They usually play late too. So, I mean, it kind of fits in.
Yeah. No, I believe. I'm not like calling them a liar. I just like the national narrative is that they've done this on purpose, and it's incorrect. Anyways,
it'll work itself out.
We've got Tim Mullen, no S, from Nebraska Furniture Mart, and
he
Clive.
He can be taught.
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing well, Chris. Brent, how you guys doing?
I'm all right. I think I don't know how I did on our picks last week. I don't know if I got one right. I had the worst week of picking in my life.
Yeah, it was. I think I went. We did what, seven? I think.
Yeah.
I think I had three wins.
That's all right. That's
oh,
not
good.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was just right around 500.
That's not terrible. Bloom probably went 7-0.
Well, I did get the vampire, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that
I did text about that
that
night.
Vampire.
I was very salty about that.
I tell you what, I've had about enough of Bill Snyder.
Yeah, honestly, if we could
I'm ready
leave
for him to retire.
K-State out of the picks from here on out. Yeah. That's all I thought of when I saw this week. I was like, really?
Get him out of there.
Another K-State game, huh? Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, before we get through our weekly picks,
yeah,
courtesy of Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, what is our Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive deal of the week?
All right, this week what we're going to have for all the fanatics out there is we're working on a countertop deal.
Countertops.
So, yeah, it's a pretty popular item right now. Working on a remodel in the house, want to upgrade what you have, get away from the laminate, get away from the old school countertops, and come on in and look at some granite countertops from us.
So. Boy, I tell you what, you do the new countertops, it changes the look of the entire house.
I bought a house recently, and I looked at some houses. And
hashtag Bondurant.
I gave the X to any house with laminate countertops.
Yeah.
I don't want any piece of it.
I agree.
I said I'm out. So
that was your big thing.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want. I
when Brent Bloom is out, that was your
I was
big
like, I
thing.
I want a granite countertop. That's not okay.
Don't be a man and admit
no,
that.
No, but that's true. Like that, your granite countertops help the resale value.
It's actually
people
one
like
of the
care.
It's one of. I mean, if not the number one, one yeah. of the top two to three things looked for in a house during resale. We have folks come in a lot of times that actually are coming and going, I'm selling my house. I need to put granite countertops in it before I sell it.
Really?
Yeah, because if you walk into a house that doesn't have it anymore,
it makes it look
it's almost an instant no.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, so we're putting a deal together for the folks this week, all the Cyclone Fanatic fans out there that what we run in our stores, we have what we call our Elite 12 program, which we have 12 colors usually on hand. We run 9 edge profiles. This program usually runs at $49.95. And what we're doing here this week is come into our store. We actually have a ton of sink products, tons of plumbing, whatever you need. Come into our store and you get a sink at regular price. We'll take 10% off your total purchase price on your granite countertop, which honestly, granite countertops average anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000, maybe even larger than that. So, you know, that's quite a bit of discount when you right. look at that situation. So
it could be $300.
Could be. Anyway. Yeah. So you got a lot of different things out there. We got the 12 colors on 9-edge profiles. There's no extra cost for a sink or a cooktop cutout. Includes measure and template. The only caveat's just a couple out there. We need to have this installed within 60 days. It needs to be minimum a 30-square-foot purchase. But if you're doing your kitchen,
yeah,
It'll be minimum of 30 square foot.
We're taking advantage of the big carpet deal, and we actually just decided to go ahead and redo our hard floor as well. I mean, that's what I do. If I'm a Fanatic listening to this, it's how my wife and I have done it. Like, man, like, think of, like, the money you're saving up front with these deals, but also the money that you're adding onto your home value.
Yeah.
That's just how we look at it in general, so we look out for it.
Just think about it this way. You do it during the winter.
Yeah.
And then when you want to sell your house in the spring, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You make it back like that with your countertops.
There you go.
Or just take the opportunity to, you know, refresh the house you've had forever and you'd love to have. So,
bloom.
Yeah, but we'll be
when I was looking for my house.
No, I swear to you. I
got to go in there, Chris. I got to go with
him. I said no. I'm not doing it.
It's a huge deal.
You guys are girls.
It made it seem like it was 10 years older.
I would be the same way as Brent. Yeah.
I love it.
We will just other thing, too, Friday to Sunday, same as usual.
Okay.
So open doors Friday morning, go through Sunday. So
it's
three
a good
days
deal.
To take up on this deal. So come and see our flooring people. We'll get you squared away.
All right, let's make our picks. Hopefully we all can do a little bit better than we did last week because we want to improve, right? Oregon is at Stanford. Stanford is a 9.5-point favorite. The Hawkeye Nation will be watching intently, cheering for the Ducks of Oregon, who generally never play well against that Stanford style. What do you think happens, Tim?
I think it's a perfect year for them to play well. You know, there's no reason to think that the Ducks are going to go in there and have a good game, which is why I like it. When they have high expectations, it seems they go the other direction. You know, I'm not sure they can go in there and win, but 9.5 is a big enough spread for me that I'll go ahead and take Oregon on the road in the points.
Boom.
You know, the Ducks aren't the juggernaut like the ranked Northwestern Wildcats, but I think they're competitive enough here to keep it within 9.5 points. But this is like the first relevant Pac-12 game all year, it feels like. So I'll take Oregon, even though I think Stanford will win.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I have no idea, but give me Oregon because they're playing a lot better.
They are playing better.
And I still don't think Stanford's that great. All right, my boy, Tom Herman, Houston, 6.5-point favorites over Memphis. That's, jeez. I don't know.
Here?
I don't know. Like, these games this week are so brutal, Bloom. Which way are you going?
I'll take Memphis to win outright. I think the Tom Herman storybook comes to an end. And actually,
I hope you're wrong.
The winner of this game could get their first pick of the jobs that come open because these are two guys that won't be at their jobs next year.
This is big, too, Tim, for Iowa fans who are listening as far as the New Year's Six bowl games go because one of these teams will likely
get into one.
Be in one of those football games.
Yeah, no. Memphis loses another one. I mean, they're unfortunately two losses puts them pretty much out of the conversation. But
yeah, but if they win, if they go 12-1 and win that championship game,
completely agree. This was a tough one for me to look at, but I just looking at their sides, both very strong offenses. I think Houston has just a good enough defense on the other side to take the 6.5. I'm telling you what,
if
it was 7.5, I would have gone the Brent Bloom with the hook, and I would have taken Memphis.
Beware.
But you give me a full touchdown here and be safe, I'll take Houston at home.
I have no idea. I have no idea. But I did watch. I've watched a lot of Houston games this year because I'm a Tom Herman guy.
Yeah.
And I know this. I watched the Memphis-Cincinnati game in its entirety, too. And I hate being, like, comparing scores.
I know.
I hate doing that. But, like, that Memphis offense is so good.
They are really good.
It's just, man, I kind of just feel like they're going to. If they lose, it'll be by like 3. So I don't know, but I'm not confident about either one of those. Not confident about Kansas State at Texas Tech either. That damn vampire is back, and he's a 5.5-point underdog at Texas Tech. Tim.
Yeah, I've picked both these teams actually. I mean, not just Kansas State is frustrating.
You missed them all.
It's so
I've
hard.
Picked Kansas State and Texas Tech wrong so many times this year. But you know, someone's got to win this game, and I don't think Kansas State has enough offense. I've said this 4 times this year, but I'm going to say it again. I don't think they have the offense, but more importantly, I don't think they have the defense to keep up with Tech. Both defenses are horrible, so I'm going to look at their offenses. Tech's a better offense. I like Texas Tech to take this win here.
I like your analysis. The fact that it is in Lubbock.
Yeah.
Except that, what was the stat floating around Twitter that Texas Tech hasn't beaten anybody not named Kansas or Iowa State in like how many games?
Yeah.
Like it's incredible. Like 17 Big 12 games since they've beaten somebody not named Iowa State or Kansas. However, I'm still not a believer in Kansas State, so I'm going to take Texas Tech at home.
I'm not going to overthink this. I mean, one team is clearly better than the other, so I'll take the better team, and I think they'll win by potentially 3 touchdowns. Like I don't get that line at all.
Okay.
So you're talking about Tech, though, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
you hadn't said yet, so
no,
I thought you might come up with the Vampire again.
Tech's the better team.
I wasn't sure where you were going there.
When the Vampire leaves Transylvania,
yeah.
I mean,
who knows
what happens. All right, Texas is at West Virginia, who is an 8.5-point favorite over the Longhorns. Interesting analysis here on West Virginia. I don't know if you guys watched them in Texas Tech last week. I was watching Dana Holgorsen line up with a fullback and two tight ends at points during that game. What kind of world are we living in when we're seeing this these
days? Smart coach.
He's doing something.
Tech can't stop the runs. He's running right at him.
Well, what do they do against Texas, who's really not a bad defense but a terrible offense?
Offense can't do anything. I'll go here. I mean, it's Texas on the road this year has been a complete disaster. They don't want to go to Morgantown. Nobody does. So that one, I think that's all West Virginia.
I would take West Virginia as well, Tim.
Yeah, you know, last week we were talking about I felt I had the stat of the week last week, which was correct still, that anybody scoring, I think it was like 28 points or less in Morgantown, they were like 16-1.
Yep.
Otherwise, it was 5-22, and I said, hey, no way they hold Texas Tech to under that.
They did.
And they did. And they won, proving the stat correct. I mean, and just looking at that, Texas doesn't have near the offense Texas Tech does. So I think it'll be pretty easy for West Virginia to control that. I like this 8.5 in West Virginia all day.
This is a brutal game to pick. Oklahoma at Baylor.
Got a coin?
This is the game I'm looking forward to more than any all year so far.
I think the nation is looking to this game more. That was the first thing I put down. I started to write, this is one of the biggest games in the year in the Big 12. This is one of the biggest games in the year in NCAA football.
Yeah,
this is
major playoff implications.
Huge game. So much going on with this. I mean, Oklahoma can't lose another one.
Nope.
Unfortunately, Baylor really can't lose one.
Nope. I'm picking Oklahoma. I think they're the better team. But Briles and Baylor at home, yeah. I mean, they haven't lost a home game since like 2012. They're ridiculous.
They haven't lost at that stadium.
And they've killed Oklahoma the last two times they've played them. But I will pick Oklahoma simply because I think they're the better team.
You're going to
and I'm an Art Briles disciple.
I was just going to say, Art Briles is going to hear that you made this pick and be very disappointed.
Yeah, but Art and I have a good understanding. It's good objective analysis here.
So it's an open relationship.
He's totally fine with me picking against him. But I'll say it and I'll be open about it. I hope Baylor wins because I want the Big 12 in the playoffs.
Sure.
I think that's the best way.
Absolutely. I just think Stidman on his second game after really getting a try out there, he had a great game the first game.
Yeah.
Put him behind the Baylor crowd. I'll take three with Baylor. I like Baylor.
All right.
I've seen them both in person now, and Oklahoma's a better team. I mean, I don't think there's any question. But there's some weirdness that's going to happen in Waco. I love officials, but the Big 12 needs Baylor to win. So
are you implying,
I'm not implying
what?
Conspiracy.
Are you
I'm
implying
saying,
that there's a conspiracy
I'm not saying
theory
conspiracy,
to get Baylor
just,
into the playoffs?
I predict weird things. I'm just saying there's weird things.
Are the men
in
hats showing up?
There's weirdness that's going to happen to Waco. Just beware, Oklahoma, when you go down there. I don't know who's working the game, but I'm just saying. Big 12 clearly needs one of these teams to win, or else nobody gets money.
But don't you think that they both stand a great thing in winning?
I don't know if Oklahoma does. I really don't. I mean, I think
don't
that's
think
a good argument to have. If they win out, that Texas loss looks really bad.
As I say, it could have been anybody but Texas,
bad.
Really.
Yeah, I'm tongue-in-cheek a little bit with conspiracies, but I think the Big 12 would prefer Baylor would win. I think Baylor has a better chance of the two.
Game of the week nationally is Iowa State hosting Oklahoma State, who is a 14-point favorite. Talk about another game with playoff implications, though.
It does.
Big-time playoff implications.
All of Hawkeye Nation rooting for Iowa State.
Or they should be. Oklahoma State's a 14-point favorite. I think the Cyclones to cover. I think a spirited senior day outing. I don't think that they win, but I do believe that they will keep it within 14 points. Tim?
I looked at this today, and after seeing, unfortunately what happened to Iowa State last week with Oklahoma and seeing what Oklahoma State did to TCU, I honestly saw this line and thought it was pretty reasonable. I thought it would actually have been bigger than this, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And to me, it just goes back to, who's the desperate team here? You know, you could say it's Iowa State because they need a win, but Oklahoma State's another one of those teams. They lose, I mean, they're probably done. So, I'll take a motivated Oklahoma State team coming off a win. And I know it's Shaq Trice, but I got the Oklahoma State covering here, the 14.
I thought the same thing when I first looked. I go, this should be a little bit more than that. But a couple things here. The reason why it's only 14. Oklahoma State on the road has not been great.
Correct.
I mean, they've been tight for pretty much everybody. And two, they're not a great run defense. So K-State, Texas both went down to the wire with them because they were both able to run the ball on Oklahoma State. And so I think that's an opportunity for Iowa State to not only keep it competitive, but take this down to the wire, because if Iowa State can run the ball, and K-State gave them problems with their quarterback run game, I think a lot of Joel Lanning running the football against a Oklahoma State front seven, that's good, but it's not near Oklahoma. And so I think Iowa State can have some success, keep this game somewhat low scoring, I think at least within the 14 points for sure.
Good stuff. Big deal coming up this weekend at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. One more time, Tim, for the folks who maybe are just joining us.
Yeah, sure. It's 10% off granite countertops for our Elite 12 color program. So 12 different colors at 10% off. We got 9 edge profiles, no extra cost for a sink cutout, cooktop cutout. Includes our measure and template. Some details, but salespeople will tell you about that. Minimum square footage has to be installed by a certain date. And while you're out there, too, come on in and fill out the Enter to Win app for the Dish TV Tailgater mobile dish system, the Epson portable projector, and the Daylight 73-inch mobile projector screen that you can also turn your picks on cyclonefanatic.com.
We're going to pick that winner here soon, so get your
picks in.
Yeah, you got to get your picks in now.
So, I mean, it's almost Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's almost Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
It's right around the corner.
Tim Mullen, he is the man over there at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. We'll be back with more after this here on 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny. Not your average sports bar. In fact, you may be a bit thunderstruck. 29 flat screen TVs to enjoy your game. The best selection of craft beer from Thunderhead Brewing, Confluence, and New American Brewing. The best game day food like Thunder Pies, Flame Broiled Wings, Thunder Balls. Hey, can we cut back a bit on the thunder?
It's going to happen every time you say thunder.
In that case, thunder, thunder, thunder! Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Yeah, sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let... ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team? Baseball, hockey, whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search-for-the-flag-you-want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
We got the Cyclone Fanatic pregame show coming up on Saturday, the AgriGold pregame show, 11:30. Jeff Woody will join me. Jeff Woody's going to be on SportsCenter here in a minute. Good for him. Did you know that, Woody's going to be on SportsCenter?
Yeah,
good for him.
That's a moment that should never be forgotten for good reason. He earned it.
Yes.
I saw somebody give him a hard time. Like, come on, man. Like, you earned it. Jeff still had to get in the end zone.
What kind of a loser would like, seriously, what kind of a loser would come at a kid like Woody who does everything right? You know what I mean? Like, the nicest, and mock him like
and that. Earned it.
Yeah.
Like, he earned all 25 of those yards that he scored. Yeah, he ate some good blocking, but come on.
Hey, Dr. Buck from the McFarland Clinic. Dude, did you read Dr. Buck's piece today on Cyclone Fanatic?
There was
all kinds of stuff in there that I didn't even know existed today. Well, welcome Dr. Buck from the McFarland Clinic. What's up, Doc?
Hi there. I'm actually in Las Vegas looking at the Palazzo, and I'm staying at the Trump Plaza. So how about that?
Man, look at you.
Living the life.
Man, I want to go after my guidance counselor for getting me into the journalism world. Man, I should have been a doctor like you. Dr. Buck, we're reminiscing about the 2011 Oklahoma State game. What do you remember about that?
What I remember is that we just kept pouring it on those guys. We kept blocking for them, and we kept getting yards. And it was like Oklahoma State was on their heels. It's like, this can't be true. And then when Woody walks into the end zone, it's like, that's Cyclone Nirvana.
That's a good way to put it.
It's a darn good way to put it. What do you think that will happen on Saturday? Come on.
Well,
nobody's picking Iowa State to win. We need Dr. Buck to buck the trend.
Okay, well, why not? I think the team played great against Texas and showed signs of life against Oklahoma. I was down there, but they had to put together a great game. But you know what? The ingredients are just the same as they were 4 years ago.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Okay, so Doc, Bloom's been looking up your article here.
No, because I've heard about this.
Yeah.
This platelet-rich plasma,
yeah,
which sounds like science fiction stuff, but this actually, I've heard it in professional athletes. I didn't know just normal Joes like me and Chris could get this done.
If I came to you tomorrow and said, hey, Doc, I need some of this platelet-rich plasma, what would you say?
I'd say, well, let's look at the indications. If they were appropriate, I'd say, sure, let's do it. There's very little risk. But then I'd say, unfortunately, you have to pay ahead of time for this because insurance doesn't cover it. But it's actually the technique is well worked out. It's just that in terms of drawing the blood, centrifuging it, getting the right layer. But it's a treatment, and we're talking about PRP or plasma-rich, platelet-rich plasma. And I think it has a lot of future applications, and we're trying to figure out where it works best. But, yes, you could have it.
All right. Well, hopefully something doesn't happen that would require me to have it. But if I need this platelet-rich plasma, I know where I'm going. And that's the McFarland Clinic up there in Ames with you and the great doctors, all right?
Right. Well, we'll have the audience read the blog, and it's a pretty exciting area.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Well, you enjoy Vegas, all right?
I'll be back for the game. I'll be back for the game, though.
Go put $10 on black for me, okay?
Okay, will do. Okay.
All right, buddy. Dr. Buck up there with the McFarland Clinic.
That's fancy stuff, and that's the stuff Tiger was doing, Kobe was doing, to heal up. It's used for healing.
You know, back in the day when Glenn Waterhouse played for the Cyclones, did they have the platelet-rich plasma, Glenn?
I don't believe so.
I
would have taken some, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, I think it would have made you like a
Tiger
like a,
did.
It would have made you like a Superman out there. Glenn Waterhouse from State Farm Insurance joins us here as we're going to talk Cyclone football to get everybody ready for Saturday's showdown, whatever you want to call it, against Oklahoma State. Now, hey, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, Bloom and I are going to break down the Ted Flint and Kansas Cyclone bingo board in honor of the 2015-16 Iowa State basketball season, which will begin tomorrow at 4 o'clock against Colorado on ESPN2. Ted has his own website now. It's called CycloneBingo.com. It's a drinking game.
Download your own copy.
Now, if you're going to do the Cyclone Bingo drinking game, don't tell Glenn Waterhouse before you go get that life insurance.
Correct.
Because then, they could dock you, and it will cost more. Right?
Not so much on drinking, but if they try to smoke some cigars or have some smokes or have a little chew, man, that could affect
the tobacco. They're anti-tobacco.
A question.
Right.
So we have a younger audience.
Yes.
Some may not have life insurance yet, but what are the things that they shouldn't do to keep their rates low? I assume not smoking is one of them.
Not smoking. Don't drink too much beer and get a big beer belly.
Okay.
Get it while you're healthy.
Or if you're going to drink the beer, just stick to the Busch Light. You don't need to do that crafty, heavy stuff.
But call Uber. Don't drive drunk.
But not smoking actually does lower your rates, correct?
Absolutely.
There you go.
So, yeah, you want to lock that stuff in while you're prime time.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Bloom was outlining before we went to break. See, you kind of surprised me. When I think Oklahoma State, I don't think bad rush defense.
They're not great. They're 150.
So you see a potential here for the new look Cyclone offense.
I do. If you rewatch the Texas game and the Kansas State game.
A long time ago, Brent.
I know, and they're better. Their defense has gotten better. But TCU was able to run it at them a little bit too. I think Iowa State's offensive line will have a much better effort against Oklahoma State. It's like going from Madden level to like pro level.
It's a big difference.
It's a difference. Oklahoma was so good, and Iowa State couldn't move them at all. I think they can move them, but more importantly, it's landing in the running game. They're going to use them a lot. And if Iowa State can get ahead in this game, that's critical because I love Joel Lanning, but there's still one thing to be seen with him is can he throw Iowa State back into a game? And we don't know that.
Glenn, what's your analysis been of Joel Lanning after 2 weeks? I thought last week he wasn't very good in the first half, but he didn't get any help either. I mean, they dropped a lot of passes. They weren't perfect passes. I mean, he was a step back, a step forward. But, man, I mean, if your receivers are as good as we've heard Iowa State's are, make some plays. That's how I saw. What did you see from Joel?
I saw the same thing. You know, it's the second game, so I'm a big fan of him, so I love having him out there. You know, he had some bad passes against Texas, but what helped him when they're on those drops, those guys were dropping him balls right in their hands, off their face masks. So you can't have that happen. So I agree with both you guys. You know, we've got to run the ball this week, control that. But those guys, when he does pass the ball, we've got to make those catches.
But if Daly makes that catch, I mean, I don't know if the outcome's different, but I think the game's different in the corner of the end zone there. I mean, Lazard dropped a first down ball. So there's some situations where he needs some help. Joel can't do it all.
No, he can't. Defensively, Bloom, I know obviously you were there. That was frustrating to me. Like, I saw two defenses the other night. Yeah. I saw one defense that for a quarter and a half, was maybe the third best defense in the Big 12. In the rest of the game, man, but like the one play drives and the three play drives and stuff, I mean, it was Jekyll and Hyde. Like, what did you guys take from that? I mean, I know Oklahoma's good, but man.
Yeah, well, the trick play, I mean, that, whatever, like that happens. There was a blown assignment by somebody and it's a touchdown. Then they had the post where I think it was Kawan Floyd just got beat by a better athlete, so it's tough to deal there. And then the other couple were bad tackling, and that's just something Iowa State can't have. I think this year they've tackled okay, but when you're playing Oklahoma, any time you can make a play, it has to be made, or else two plays later they're going to be in the end zone.
What did you think of the defensive effort, Glenn? You're a defensive coordinator.
Well, you know, it was pretty sporadic. I think part of what you lost there is you're trading field goals for touchdowns.
Sure.
You get beat down with a trick play, Bobby Suit special. And so when your defense just – they're going to rise when the offense is playing well, and I think they probably lost a little of their belief, you know, when the play goes on.
Yeah,
so
when it's 28-9 or whatever it was, and then Iowa State can't capitalize on a couple plays in the third quarter, then I think the defense – I mean, they didn't give up, but it's tough to see any light at the end of the tunnel. And so I think a couple of their final scores were just tacked on to a defense that maybe wasn't giving A-plus effort.
Brent and I are both on the record, and we both believe that Iowa State will play well on Saturday. You had them covering, right?
Yeah.
You had them covering the 14 points.
I think they will play well.
I think that they bounce back. I'm passionate about this, too. I wrote a long column about it today. I think everybody Sam Richardson deserves a standing ovation on Saturday. The guys had four offensive coordinators in 5 years. That is very difficult for a quarterback. He's been through injuries. He's been beat up on social media unfairly by unruly fans a lot of times. I hope everybody gives that young man a standing ovation.
It was a great story by you. I encourage people to read it. But it was cool for me. So we're getting on the plane Saturday night after the game. Obviously just gets beat. And, you know, the reaction would be, okay, Sam's not been the starter now. Joel's the guy. Sam will just kind of go off in his own. But they're sitting there next to each other, talking like brothers would, giving him pointers, and they're on the plane next to each other in the same row, just talking like buddies. And so that Joel or Sam is still leading by example, even though he's not playing, and I think that should be rewarded. I agree with you. He's put his backside out there and just gotten beat up for three, 4 years, and he's just as deserving as a standing ovation as any of those guys.
Oh, and man, Glenn, some bad offensive lines too in front of him. All right, listen, you can make it. You can say I'm making excuses for him. I'm not. I'm giving props to a kid who has worked
his ass off. He stuck it out
for 5 years under really bad scenarios. Four offensive coordinators in 5 years. You find me another fifth-year quarterback in the country who's had that. I don't know if you can. That's incredibly difficult, Glenn.
It is. You know, and I think as we wind the season down, you know, we got three games left. I hope Cyclone Nation comes out and does support all those guys. Their last home game, those seniors. You know, most of them are never going to put pads on again. You know, and I don't disagree. It's not just Sam. It's the guy that never played. It's the kid that's from
the walk-on,
small whatever Iowa to the star. Man, those kids have put their time in. Unfortunately, things haven't went well for a lot of them. But you know, as far as the game, I've got a lot of optimism. I want to see things happen. You know, I've seen the schedule. I think we can come back and play a game. But to me, this is Paul Rhodes. This is the put up or shut up, man. Because when I say that is. We beat Texas. Everybody now says, well, Texas is not that good a team. They beat Oklahoma. But if we've really turned the corner, we got to make something happen at home to bring people back up. So I'm hoping. I'm not reliving in the past of 2011. I want to see what's happening with this team this year. I would love to see what we can do.
All right. Well, go get your life insurance. If something happens to you, we want your family to be covered out there. And Glenn Waterhouse from State Farm Insurance can do it.
Quit smoke before you get it.
Yeah, quit smoking. Light beer.
Yes.
Anything else?
Uber.
Well, Uber.
Hey, you know what? Come check us out for your auto and
get
home.
A quote.
Yeah, get your auto
we
and
just,
home first.
I'm telling you a story. We just saved the Cyclone Nation family about $1,400. They just made the switch here.
Wow.
Off their auto home. So and we're going to work some life insurance.
A little discount double check.
Double check.
That could buy granite
could countertops.
For
some,
yeah, there you go.
Some.
From Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive.
So.
Absolutely. Thanks, Glenn.
All right, appreciate
we
it,
We appreciate
guys.
It. Bloom, I got a surprise for you at 515-284-5966. We'll go to the hotline. We've got Ted Flint in Kansas from Twitter. He joins us right now on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show as we are brought to you each and every week by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We're at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We're Ted Flint from Kansas. He's a famous guy on Twitter. He's invented the Cyclone Bingo Board. I believe it's a drinking game. Is this accurate, Ted, Theodore?
It can be a drinking game, but I don't know anyone that's going to be able to chug a beer between pieces sometimes.
Well, you don't have to chug the beer. You can just take a drink.
I take a drink for every spot, but some people want to play to where you can't put the bottle cap down until that beer is empty. And I think that's the thing.
Well, I mean, we're not trying to kill anybody.
No.
Well, I wouldn't want that on my
conscience. Yeah, no, okay. Okay, so here's what we're going to go through this, and Bloom and I are, and Ted, we're probably going to come to you for some guidance throughout this, okay? We're going to go through Ted Flint and Kansas's Cyclone Bingo Board here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. So the free space is whenever Prohm's first year is mentioned. That's pretty
basic. That's going to happen right away.
Yeah, that's
so that's you might as well just call it.
Do you have it in front of you, Brent?
Yeah.
What do you think, what pops out at you on the bingo board?
One, I gave Ted a hard time. I see no Nerlens Noel on the bingo board. That popped out of me first.
Oh, yeah.
That's an omission from the last 2 years. It did not make the Cyclone bingo board.
Ted, why did Nerlens Noel mentions not make it?
To be honest, it got really rare last year. I think I took it off halfway through the Big 12 season because it didn't get brought up.
No, there's some good ones on here. I don't know where to go first. I think,
here's one that stood out to me. Prohm uses chapstick.
He's a chapstick user.
Is he a big chapstick
guy? Yes. There's been stories written about it, and Ted can vouch.
Yeah, I researched that. And, in fact, my buddy Tom Hyde's going to owe me a night out on the bar in Ames. Because he said if they showed him using chapstick, he'd buy my beer tab.
So let's read them off.
If they show him using chapstick
or the mention.
Or like a commentator.
I mean, I imagine if he has a Twitter account that says Prohm Chapstick and has 700 followers, that it's pretty obvious that he uses chapstick. I mean, there's a Prohm Chapstick on Twitter right now.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and read what you want, Bloom.
So here's what we got for the Bs. We've got Niang Dunk, kind of a rarity. Mention Morris's
bigger one.
Yeah. Mention Morris's assist to turnover ratio. That's an easy one. Bring up Me True Long. That's going to happen a lot. McKay makes two straight free throws. That's a little iffy. A Morris turnover. Okay, that's pretty iffy
that's
as well.
That's pretty iffy.
Alley-oop to McKay, I think that'll happen a lot. Mentioned Kansas has won 11 straight titles. I like the percentages there. Back-to-back made threes by the same player. That's going to be a tough one, Ted.
That one's tough to hold on.
Like, Nasty.
Like you got to watch who made the last one.
Right, so you got to remember.
Especially if you're
in your state of mind.
In the Ted Flint state of mind, it's difficult to do.
We have mentioned Niang's unique game. We'll see how that goes. McKay gets a block.
It used to be YMCA game.
The YMCA,
but then
now it's unique.
Saying it.
Okay, it's a unique game now. That's good. Mentioned transfers, which we're kind of going away from, until when Burton's back, that'll happen. We've got the chapstick. We've got Prohm 25 straight wins at Murray State. That could be tough. UAB's on there.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
That will happen.
There. A little dead dragon on that face.
That's going to happen, especially when they play Iowa. Mention Niang is an APL American. That's going to be automatic. Hilt Magic's automatic. Make the front end of a 1-1. That's pretty good. McKay hits a 3.
I don't know if we'll see that all
if
year.
If that happens, Ted Flint, we're wiping the board off completely.
Do you think McKay will hit a 3?
He showed those Vine videos, right? I think last year, I think I don't know what game it was, but Niang hit a dunk, and I called blackout, and I called it over. I quit.
I'm telling you, under G, McKay hits a 3. If that happens, we're calling the board. We've got going for a fifth NCAA tourney in a row. That'll happen a lot. Mentioned Fred left, yes. Mentioned Cook and Mitri Long's hip surgeries. That'll probably work. McKay gets a technical. We've got Morris of the NBA talk, and then mentioned Burton is eligible in December. It's a strong board.
What I like about the Cyclone Bingo board, if you're on the desktop version, which I am, so when you click on it, instead of like an X that goes over it, it's a little top of a beer bottle, like the cap of a beer bottle.
And before I forget, this guy named Mark Brockensmith, I'm ruining his name, he's on Twitter, he created that. He came to me and said, let's make this online version, and he did all that work on himself.
Like, so will you be keeping track of things as they happen, or people have to do it themselves?
I keep track myself, but last year people said, hey, I want my own board, and then they would print off, but it'd all be the same board. So now you can go to that website, and you can print off a version, and it's a different board than what I will have.
I gotcha. And the
most times I keep track, but sometimes I get distracted because I'm using the Twitter or I'm trying to find the perfect gift or something. And
Ted, what did you do after the UAB game last year?
I just said, here's the thing about that. So the UAB game, I had to play at my best friend's bachelor party last year all around March Madness. I rented a cabin in southeast Iowa to watch basketball all weekend. Ugh. And we lost at, 2:30 on Friday?
Yeah.
And I had to go and meet up with 25 dudes and keep a smile on my face all weekend. And I'm talking 85% are Hawk fans.
Oh.
It was brutal.
You're Ted Flint in Kansas. I mean, you're not just like a Cyclone fan that blends in. You're like a pretty boisterous one.
I told them all they could have one joke all weekend, and any joke after that was a nut punch. And I only had hit 3 guys in the nuts all weekend.
How many nut punches did you have to give?
Three.
Oh, okay.
So,
Ted,
it was brutal.
Ted, I know you're a busy man. Thanks for the time tonight. We appreciate you creating CycloneBingo.com.
Yeah, follow him at Ted Flint in Kansas.
And tell Ross to smile next time I tweet at him. He's always crying.
I'll do that, buddy.
All right,
thanks.
Later.
He's Ted Flint in Kansas. Always
the highlight of the show.
Yeah. Well, I think it was. I think it may be the highlight of our
history
of the Cyclone Fanatic radio show. The proud history.
If you're an Iowa State fan, he is worth a follow because he's just – it's a different experience than any other Iowa State follow out there.
Oh, he's great.
He's fantastic.
I love him. And he's actually, a really good dude, too. We've gotten to know him over the years.
It is good to follow along to Cyclone Bingo because all those things will happen, except for maybe the McKay one. But they will happen, and you'll be like, oh, bingo!
I need to give a shout-out to Jay Wright on Kansas as well. So I called that Nebraska – Michigan State game on Twitter last Friday night. Frankly, I was having a few pops up in Ames with some friends. The great Jared Stansberry, quality intern of ours here at Cyclone Fanatic. That's how cool if you're my intern, if you're of age, of course. And we had drivers.
Of course.
So I had to put all that out there. Yeah. So this Jay Wright told me buy me a Busch Light if I was right about the Nebraska-Michigan State. I showed up tonight at Benchwarmers. It's a $5 bill. That gets me 2 tall boys tonight here at Benchwarmers.
What a guy.
Yeah.
He lived up to the promise.
He
dropped it off?
He wrote me a nice little handwritten note, too. Look, handwritten.
That's big time.
You don't get a handwritten note in 2015. That's a quite a quality fanatics we've got. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's been fun. We've got a wild weekend coming up where Psycho and Fanatic, the server, will be working overtime. As, man, we've got wrestling tonight, women's basketball tomorrow, men's basketball tomorrow, football on Saturday. Here we go. See you guys.